This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, Leroy looks at God's assurance that tomorrow's gain will be worth today's pain. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you noticed over the past few years how many people have become willing to endure physical pain in order to achieve a physical goal? People join health clubs and work out. They go out walking or jogging. They sign up with Weight Watchers. Now, these things are not easy. I have a friend who says that physical conditioning is simply a matter of how much pain you're willing to endure. And I believe it. No pain, no gain. But all these people voluntarily exercising and abstaining from hot fudge Sundays are convinced that their ultimate gain is worth their present pain. I wonder if we have that same attitude toward our life of daily discipleship. Are we willing to endure pain when it comes to growing in our lives as Christians? In Romans chapter 5, verse 2, the Apostle Paul writes, "And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God." Right, we say. Who wouldn't be rejoicing in that? But in the next two verses, Paul says something that very few Christians I know seem to really believe. "Not only so," Paul says, "but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope." Now, what is the end product here? Hope. And the hope spoken of in Romans 5 is much more than keeping our fingers crossed and wishing for the best. It is a confident, joyful expectation. And while all of us want this God-given hope, very few of us get excited about the process by which it is produced. There is a definite progression here. Suffering, when taken in the right spirit, will produce patient endurance. Over a period of time, this persistent obedience to God produces character. And out of integrity of spirit comes hope. And we can't skip over any part of the process. One of the clearest teachings in the New Testament is the fact that God wants His children to grow up and become strong disciples and not remain spiritual babies. He wants us to be mature, godly people with staying power in our walk of daily discipleship. God is not primarily interested in our comfort, but in our completeness. So, Christian, if you're in the fire today, rejoice and face it with a spirit of gratitude. Trust God to do a deep work in your life, confident that the gain will be worth the pain. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to study through the Bible with us on this daily discipleship broadcast. By following the Navigator's Daily Walk devotional guide, you can read and study the Bible passage on which Leroy Imes comments each day. For your free subscription, just write, "The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, dying to sin begins with a starvation diet on Daily Discipleship.